Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now stay with the fan for this special program.
Hey, baseball fans, the game is over.
Welcome to the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show.
After the last pitch, you've made the switch for 17 years. It's time to talk about the game and the team with Tim Allen.
Tim Allen's here. What do you got, Tim?
We'll hear the highlights.
And that one's hit high and deep to right. Suzuki back. Grown man home run by Rowdy Tellez. And the Brewers have the lead.
We'll hear from the manager and the players. We'll discuss the topics from the fans to the front office.
I like Tim's perspective.
History is made each and every year, and we're talking about it. 17 years of coverage after each game. Here's your host, Tim Allen.
It is a final, and the results are good. A Brewers 5-4 victory, and who cares how you get them? You get them. Welcome in, everybody. It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show. There's Tim Stadium Shea. My name is Tim Allen, and the Brewers do get the Game 1 victory over the Cincinnati Reds. And I will say this, that when we talk about the critical moments of a season, it doesn't. The opponent does not matter right now. It really doesn't. With the Brewers a little bit on the reeling side, or are they? And then there may be some debate about that. But you need these victories to kind of right the ship, kind of steady as she goes, and get things back stabilized, as I've been talking about here the last several days. And they get that done tonight. Now, last night, they were up 4-1, lose the ball game. Today, they're up 4-0, and it ends up being tied at 4-4 into the final three innings of the contest. But they end up getting the victory in a little wrinkle from Craig Counsell in the back end of the bullpen. I don't know if that's creativity. I don't. I'm trying to process that to go with Devin Williams in the eighth, and then Box to close it out in the ninth inning. I'm interested to hear what Craig Counsell has to say about that. I would imagine, I'm just guessing here, that the decision in large part was based on where in the batting order the Reds were, and that was 1-2-3 coming up in the bottom of the eighth, and he just said, I'm going to go with my best. I'm going Devin right there, and he didn't get hurt by it. A big caught stealing in that eighth inning, but home runs plenty tonight, three of them for the crew, Adamas, Renfro, a big three-run blast, and you had Keston Hiura, the game winner in the seventh inning. Just when I was thinking, I'm a little nervous about Keston Hiura, he comes up with that shot right there. I think he might be back over 200 with the batting average. I think so. But they get it done in Cincinnati to take game one of a three-game set.
Now, 205, said, Tim. 205.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Start making headway above that. Again, a little nervous for Keston once Brasso gets cleared to play, and or possibly a Bryce Tarang call-up. I wouldn't rule it out. I do still think we'll see Bryce Tarang at some point in this season. But nonetheless, tonight's game, they get it done. So the Brewers have been reeling, yes, as of in sorts, yes. But don't look now. But the ship may be steadying as we speak. They're 3-2 in their last five games. Let that just sink in here. As bad as it has been, and it's been bad, they've won three of their last five. That win in D.C., they take one in New York, and they take this one. There's your three. One game each wrapped around the New York Mets series. Are these games right now as critical to you as they are to me? I don't necessarily want to make this about me, but people or fans like me that think these games are big right now for the reasons I just said. You got to get some steadiness and some feet back on the ground here. You don't need to reel off 11 of 13 right now. You don't need to win 8 of 9 right now. You just need to kind of steady things up a little bit. That being said, I believe these games are critical, and it does not matter who they're playing against. Just get in the win column here. That's the way I look at this. Is that a fair way to look at this Brewer team right now? Is just simply, these are big, big games for so many reasons. And I know it's June. What is the date today? 17th? I
don't June even know 17th, yeah.
Yes, 17th. And I know it's June 17th, but these games are saving a potential nightmare. Or am I overplaying that? 96 games now to play here in the 22 championship season as we're counting them down. into the playoffs again for the fifth consecutive year. But do you look at it as a critical moment in the season, or is that just a fan perspective like me? There's probably others that think that way. And I know there's others that just think, there's still plenty of time left here. There's still almost 100 games left in a season. So much can happen. And you're right, a ton can happen. And a ton will happen throughout this summer. But I just think in the moment right now to get a foothold back on track here, you got to start winning some ball games. I say some, not a lot, not all. Literally, just win some baseball games here. So they've done that in their last five games. They've won three of their last five games. I want to get your reaction on this victory. A little too intense for a team that's won 23. I think the Reds are 23 wins. A little too intense, but that's a baseball game. And nothing is easy. I feel like, you know, you had the runaway game for the win in New York. But I just feel like, remember when the Brewers were winning some games early on in the season? None of them came easy. I remember having conversations with you guys about that. And I think that's the situation they're in right now. Nothing is easy for this team. How many times have they gotten a runaway victory? Just less than five. I can tell you that. You can count them on one hand. And even when they do put up runs, it's an 8-6 victory or an 8-7 victory. You know, it's still not that easy. This is a bigger win than I think. Now, this is me. This is a bigger win than people think. It's just the Reds. I know what people are thinking. I know what they're saying. I know what some are saying. They're going to refute the fact that this is a big, big win. No, they are big because of all of the things I just spelled out. You're not playing that great. Your pitching staff has given up too many runs. Your bullpen is all beat up or away on paternity, and that's Hader, and that's understandable. Now, bad luck is just following you from city to city. The schedule is not good. All of these things play into the factor of, come on, steady as she goes here. Can you just steady things up a little bit? I think they're starting to do that. Just a little bit. Do you taste that in the Brewer Kool-Aid here? Tim Shea, what do you think? Are they starting to steady things just a little bit? They won three of five.
I think so. I was surprised when you said that earlier when we were watching the game here, when you said three of five. And I said, really? You said, yep, sure are. So, yeah, just steady it out. I don't care who they're playing. Get these victories because they all count in the end. They all mean something.
And if you want to waste a season away, go ahead at this juncture.
and go ahead and lose 11 of 13 again. See where you're at then. I mean, see where you're at then, losing 11 of 13 again.
That's not
these
fun.
Games,
it's not
no,
fun.
No, and it wasn't fun. And they may do it again. I'm not discounting that they won't do it again. I can't make that promise. However, obviously, just don't do it now. That's why this game was so big. That's why a game like last night was so big, to let that slip away a little bit.
You said
the
it.
The way it slipped away.
You said it when they won after the losing streak. What happens after is very important with this
team. It's extremely important. And that's why when you can scrape out a victory, in D.C., when you can scrape out a victory in New York, now that's hindsight, and you get on the in the win column here, game one in Cincinnati. When you can do those things, it's right after the 8-game losing streak. It's right after losing 9 of 10. It's right after losing 11 of 13. We're in that window now, and when that window is looked at as a whole, or at least a different viewpoint of it, now we see it as 3-2 in their last five. That's a when you're 2-9 in a stretch, you then rattle off 3-2 in a stretch. You gotta be pleased with that. You do. You just, I don't want to tell you when to be happy or not, but the perspective for me, at least, and some Brewer fans, is that you have to do this right now. Now is your season. You know, talk to me on July 3rd, Sunday, July 3rd or something, or on the 4th of July or something, and say, hey, the Brewers are doing pretty well right now. See, we went through that bad stretch. The key to that, if you were to come to me on July 4th and say, hey, the Brewers are doing really well right now. Yeah, the key to that is what they did after going 2-9, because they didn't do it again. Even though after that they went, 5-4, or make something 3-2 to expand or restrict a shorter window. I mean, that's where we're at right now. Think about now winning one of the next two. Where does that put you? Does that put you in a steady as we go kind of thing? Just stabilize. I should use stabilize more than anything. Stabilize your win-loss record here. Okay. So if it's 3-2, and then it ends up after this series 4-3, that's stabilized for a week now. You have to have that right now. You just have to have that. And I don't believe I am overstating that. Are you guys looking at these games as critical as myself and a lot of other Brewer fans look at this portion of the season, solely because of what you did prior to this little run that they're on? And I say run, I mean, that could be, I don't think 3-2 is a run, but it's better. And you had to have it. You just had to have it. I don't see any other way to look at it, but do you look at it different? 414-799-1250. We go to our birthday boy. Oh, boy, I was just told it's your birthday. Beer Count Kenny in West Bend. Actually, you're not there. Did you go up north this weekend?
Jimmy, can you hear me?
I got you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, here we go. I had to take you off speaker to get you on to the other speaker, but get ready. Yes, it is.
It's Florida Farmers.
It's my 56th birthday. I just cracked open a Busch Light, and I'm having Manhattans with my good buddy Pat. We're up at the cabin here in Manitouish Waters. We were listening to the game on a local affiliate. Having a great time.
Nice.
And the only thing that is missing, Tim, is you. You could have been doing a post-game show from here with a Brewer win.
You got some internet there?
Well, yeah, because there's a number of different things. Even though you're in the Northwoods, you can still have internet. it's not like I'm 4 hours north in Canada.
You got running water up there? I mean, come on.
Running water and flush toilet. And
color TV?
Yeah, a color TV. We've got two of them, actually. I'm looking at them, one on each side of the fireplace.
Nice. Kenny, how big of victories are these right now? Just right now, this moment in time, this snapshot in the Brewers season.
So these are huge victories only from the standpoint that you're coming off of a monstrous losing streak after a bunch of injuries that had a number of pitchers, your starting pitchers, that went down. My buddy Pat saying up the people north of Highway 8 appreciate the Brewers. And the reality is that they do. My buddies up here in the Northland, I'll be in Park Falls tomorrow. They love the Brewers. They're crazy about the Brewers. But the fact is that these are huge wins. And anytime you can get these kind of wins after a losing streak like you had, these are monstrous. And you're still at the top of your division. You're not in first place. I don't believe they are, unless St. Louis lost. But you're there, and you have the opportunity to move forward and get it, because we know St. Louis is going to have problems. All teams do in a 162-game season. That's just the reality. So with
you
that
just can't
said,
have these problems back-to-back. You just can't go through these funks back-to-back and make
no,
it
and
one big funk.
Tim, I don't think they will. And, you know, as Stearns sees things, and so does Antanasio, they're going to go and get players in order to keep this team moving in the right direction. Because
Kenny, I'm reading on the
old and young.
I'm seeing on social media that people are already sticking a fork in them and you know, talking about players that they can unload as sellers by the deadline.
Well, here, because there's a lot of fair weather fans out there, Tim. You know it, and I know it, that when look, a lot of fans aren't committed to this team like true baseball fans are. So I truly believe people that listen to this show, people that are baseball fanatics here in the state of Wisconsin from one end to the other, north, south, east, west, they're not thinking that. But you get all these crazy, I call them the fat kids in on their mom's computer in the basement that are typing nonsense. It's silly talk, and it's not even worth talking about. And if I were you, I wouldn't even address that. What I would be talking about is moving off the Schneid and getting this team moving forward. Council is now the most winning manager in Brewer history. The kid will continue to do his job, and I call him the kid. But the reality is this team is going to be just fine, and Stearns is not going to let this, nor will Antanasio let this team falter, knowing that they have a great shot with the pitching staff that they have. Yes, two of our big guys are down. But you know what? You go out and you get pitchers in the interim. You get other long relievers and bullpen guys to help you out. But the offense is what has to be the key. And as the guys start hitting and we get more and more continuity in that offense and Adamas being back, you're getting your guys back. So hang in there, folks.
Let me ask you this, Kenny. Let me ask you this before I let you go. I'm going to start taking an unofficial poll. I was talking to a buddy of mine today.
Yeah.
And he said, you know what you should do is you should get together so your regular callers, and you would be certainly one of those, your regular callers can meet each other and have like a post-game get-together. Not a remote because, you know, I'd be busy and all that, but and just to get together at a park or a tavern or bar somewhere or a sports bar or something, would you show up?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Okay, just unofficial poll.
In fact, there's a few of my friends that call in, and they would all show up.
Okay, all right, good deal. Hey, have fun up there. We'll talk to you tomorrow if you're not inebriated.
Timmy, I'm always inebriated. That's what makes me so great.
All right, see you later. All right, take it easy. I'm inebriated on Brewers baseball. I can't help it. 799-1250. Could you imagine, like, Beer Count Kenny having a conversation and a few beers with this guy right here, Marshall, in Whitefish Bay? Oh, I think I could. I think they'd like to meet each other. They probably never have. But as regular callers, it'd be a nice little family get-together. Would you show up, Marshall?
I would, as long as it's within bus distance for me. I don't have a car, unfortunately, but other than that, I would in a New York minute, Tim. And
gotcha.
Happy birthday to our man up north there, and he's a fun caller. And I have my favorite places, the times I go up north, but it's more in the northeast part of the state. A little different, but the Northwoods are wonderful. I had a grandfather that hunted up there. God rest his soul. Back before my time, a little more or less. He had some problems from the war, but that's a beautiful part of the state up there. Mm-hmm. But it would be fun. It would be an interesting thought, Tim.
Are these games a little more critical than one would think? I mean, maybe that's the better way to ask it. Are these games these days more critical than one would think?
If you were on last night and your substitute Sam did a wonderful job, I called in. I was not a very happy camper last night, and I was pretty upset last night after the way we lost it. And so you better believe these games are important. And it was a great win tonight, especially after that. This team, I've never, in all the years that Council's been there, and I congratulated him last night while you were gone, Tim. It made my 2015 and I thought at the time it was a super hire. I was very optimistic all along. He would do the job. He would get the job done. But a tough year for me otherwise, but it was great. The Counts got hired that year, and here we are. But I'll tell you what, you better believe these are important games. And I wanted that Mets series so bad last night, especially 4-1 and 4-2. But we didn't add runs last night. That was the problem that was overlooked. We didn't get those tack on runs. And Tellez has had a great year defensively. Just a tough time for
him. How nervous were you when the ball was thrown to second base from Rowdy Tellez tonight in the ninth inning?
A little bit, I'll say. But I'll say one thing, Tim. You know, I thought we were. I said at the end of my talk last night, we'll get 2 out of 3 this weekend. I think we're going to do that. And it was great to see the home runs flying out of that park tonight. It was. You know, Renfro's and Adamas's that ended up winning the ball game for us. I predict we're not going to have 11 out of 13 again. We might have a losing streak in there, yes, but we won't get 11 of 13. We're going to start getting healthier, and I'm glad you mentioned in passing here, Tim and Evan and so on, that see us till early July, because by then I think we're going to be much healthier. I think we're going to have a good week next week with the Cardinals and the Blue Jays. We'll prove that we can play with the good teams that people are concerned about here. But we'll see what moves they've made, if many. That's going to be the interesting thing. That's the wild card here. And I have a lot of faith after what we've seen really since Sabathia in the late zeros. We're going to make a good move or two. And hopefully the rest of that will pick up the rest of the team. And if I don't talk to you guys this weekend, have a good weekend, and I still think we're gonna have a good series here, and we're gonna have a good week next week. I just feel it right now.
Yep. All right, Marshall. Thanks for the call. Yep. You got it. We may look back. He mentioned early July. Some Brewers fans may look back on July 4th, as I said. Happy 4th of July, by the way. We've immediately reeled off a couple of weeks without even knowing it. But say it's 4th of July, and I know there's some fans that will say, see, Tim, that Reds, you blew up that Red Series. Remember the Red Series coming out of New York, and you thought, oh, those were all big wins. They, and I will stay steadfast on this, they were at that time. Yes, they were. And they are, that's where we're at right now. They are huge victories now. They just, I mean, I don't, all right, let's, 799-1250. Are these games as critical to you as they are to others? Or might not be to others? Nate, would you be interested in meeting some of your fellow callers?
Well, yeah, I would do that. You know, I'm always down for a good time. You know,
okay, so very good. And we'd give like the beer count award or the Nate award, you know, things like that. Have some fun.
Yeah, but for me, Tim, I'm looking forward. I can't help but like look forward to the next series. And compared to those games that's coming up at home, no, this is not a big game for me. I just can't help but look forward in this, on the schedule and see we got three games with the Cardinals coming up at home.
I think it's four.
Four.
Yeah.
Yeah, four games with the Cardinals coming up at home, and those like I don't know if I'm gonna be able to sit through the whole games and watch them. You know what I mean? Like that's how ready for those or nervous about those about I am about those. So like, but I'm not gonna say like this is not a good win for us because you didn't have Hader tonight, and you probably won't have him the rest of the series, and. For me, I'm big in momentum. You got Eric Lauer being able to go through, being able to get into the seventh inning, and you didn't have to use those guys that you were using earlier because starters weren't mm-hmm. able to go deep into the ball game. You know what I mean? So we didn't have to see a Kelly, and we didn't have to see guys like that.
Strzelecki, Tim Shea's guy. Tim Shea, your boy.
We didn't have to see those guys come in, and we were able to get to our guys later in the ball game, and we were able to, after the Kessinger home run, we were able to get through the game without those guys. But one thing I will say is, I still feel this way. We need to add another arm in the bullpen for times like this. You know what I mean? So when Hader is not available, when Williams is not available. When Boxberger is not available, we need to add another guy in there who can step down and fill a seventh or eighth inning role.
Yep, I agree.
Later in the ball game,
I'm in lockstep with you. You and I have been arm in arm in that all season long. As you, Nate and Tim have been, man, we've been brothers in that regard. They need another bullpen arm and a good one. You know, you saw Hunter Strickland. You know, pitch tonight for the Cincinnati Reds should be, you and I both agree, should be in a Brewers uniform right now as we speak. Nate, let me ask you this. What are you doing on a Friday night? What do you do?
Brewers baseball.
Let me ask you this. How old are you, Nate?
23.
Okay. All right. Working for a living and doing your thing and loving Brewers baseball, right?
Yep. That's what I work for Pepsi, so all I do is ride on the truck, listen to 12:50 a.m., listen to the guys during the day, and call in when I can.
That's super cool. I'd like to get to know a little bit more of that. Maybe we'll get a chance to meet sometime this summer. Is that cool?
Yep.
All right, very good. Nate, take it easy. 799-1250. Tim Shea, you'll be the dog and pony show if we ever have this post-game little listener get-together.
I'm in. I am in.
Okay, 100%. You'll be the MC.
Sure.
Okay,
Evan and I can be the MCs,
and you could give out the Beer Count Kenny Awards.
Oh yes, I might challenge him. I might challenge him for that.
Well, see, and that's the thing. If we ever got together, I would make it sort of this official, unofficial get together, so I could tip back a few too. All right, 799-1250. Do you look at these wins as critical in nature as I and some other Brewer fans do? Fat Man, you're next on The Fan. What do you say?
Hey, what's up, Tim?
What's going on?
I think the old saying in baseball is you win 54, you lose 54, and then the other 54 are up for grabs.
Yes, sir.
This was not a big win, but a must win.
Almost, yeah. Okay, so you're seeing it that way too, that it is a pretty pivotal win here.
Yeah, they had to win this game because it's the Reds. It's the, like you said, they've won 3 out of 5, but they've still lost like 16 out of 19. So yeah.
Something stupid, right? Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta win these games, and it was nice to see Kessinger actually come through and batting .205, hit his home run as a quadruple A player, and it was good to see.
Yeah, you know, I again, I'm a little nervous for Kessinger. I think he's headed south soon.
He's a quadruple A player. He's too good for AAA, and he's not quite there for MLB.
He's that middle ground, isn't he?
Yeah, and as far as the season goes, I'm not worried about right now. You got Woody dealing with the ankle and then Reynaz. He'll be back. He'll be okay. You got Freddy Peralta dealing with his shoulder injury. He'll be back at the end of the year, and that's when you're playing for October. You're not playing for middle of June right now. So if those guys all get healthy by the end of the year and two of these guys hits above 250 by the end of the season, other than Narvaez and Tellez, then I think they're looking okay.
All right, very good. So if we got a listener get-together, Fat Man, are you there? I'd have
there. I'm there. However, I'm bringing 10 to 13% barrel-aged stouts.
Deal.
And I hope you guys can hang in there. I have some really good beers. I got about $1,500 worth of beer sitting in storage.
Oh, man.
That I would bring along, and I would share that with everybody.
Special stock from Fat Man.
Oh, very special.
That's cool.
Very special. This is the stuff I wait in line for 3 hours on Black Friday.
Oh, nice. Okay. All
and
right.
Then I spend hundreds of dollars, and I share with friends. So yes, I'll bring that for everybody. It's not Busch Light. However, I hope everyone would enjoy the beers that I would supply.
Oh, I'm sure they would. Yes. Yeah. All right, Fat Man, stay tuned for details, all right?
Sounds good. You know what? You should before the end of the night pick a day and a spot and say, hey, everybody meet at left at 8 o'clock or whatever time on a certain date.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can all meet there.
Yeah, I won't rule it out, but I don't know if I can slap all this together tonight, but good idea. But listen for details. You know, you're going to run
these
things.
Bonus is on you.
Okay. Yeah, no, it is. No, I'll accept that. I'll accept that because, you know, I've been wanting to do this for many, many years, and who knows what's going to happen, you know, each season with radio stations, with my show, with anything. I mean, I'm not waxing anything poetic. You know, it's just a volatile industry, and I don't know what's going to happen, and I'd like to take advantage of that just in case, sort of thing. And you know, my health had something to do with that sentiment too.
Yep.
So,
oh yeah, I smell what you're cooking.
Okay, very good. All right, dude, thanks a lot. I look forward to meeting you. I really do. And we haven't done this in a long time. You know,
Tim, I would even offer my services to Marshall. I'd go pick him up if it's not on the bus line.
Okay.
He's a dedicated listener and caller. So,
you know, the other thing when this format does radio live broadcasts, okay, just go with me here on the vision. When you have a sports talk show that does a live broadcast, you don't get a lot of interaction time, which I would love to, and I've done broadcasts, a million times, but in this format, all your time is doing the format. You know what I mean? So if I'm doing a rock station and I'm broadcasting at the local bar, well, I talk 4 times an hour, and then the rest of the time I can hang out with you. It's the opposite with this format. The only time you have available to kind of interact is during the commercial breaks, because the other format, our format, is talking. You're a little bit busy here. You know, you can't glad hand when you're talking about a Brewers victory. So I just... You know, a buddy of mine today had bounced this off me, and I got to thinking about it earlier today that, you know, maybe I ought to think about something like that.
I'll never forget my early days with the Brewers after working here the first time around. All those remote broadcasts down by the ballpark you went to.
Yeah. It doesn't exist anymore.
No.
But,
Fiesta Garibaldi. Fiesta Garibaldi. I'll never forget the day. I think you guys were there the day... we made the playoffs for the first in 2008.
Never forget it. It was an absolute celebration.
You and Sparky.
The place was a madhouse.
Uh-huh.
I mean, an absolute madhouse. But again, yeah, I don't get to meet guys. You guys that I talk to, literally some of you, a lot of you, I've talked to for 10 and 15 years of our lives. Think about that. And we've never met. That's something. All right, let's go to 799-1250. Ryan, you're next on the Fan here. Are these games as critical as I and other Brewers fans think?
Hey, I definitely do, Tim, and I'll tell you a little backstory if I can. So my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, 2017 we started dating, and I would be, you know, diehard fan in every game. She's like, why do you take it that seriously? It's not like every game's going to matter. You remember what happened in 2017, right?
One game back, they ended up.
One game, right? And then I'm like, ha-ha, I told you so. Look at the very next year, right? Game 163 came down to every single game, and you know, those games that May, June, you know. So I guess I'd bring that up, that I don't think any Brewer fan could ever argue against these games right now not mattering.
No doubt.
Because of that, so appreciate it, Tim.
Yeah, no doubt. I appreciate that. And how long have you been listening?
Well, quite a long time, probably since I moved back to Milwaukee and about 9 years ago now.
All right, so almost a decade. Are you into our little get-together?
Hey, I'd be in, but only if I could have 2 minutes to talk situational baseball with you.
Deal. Yep, you got it. Yeah, I'll make sure that happens. All right, Ryan, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
And yeah, and tell your girlfriend thanks for listening, and every game matters, too. All right, see you later. 799-1250. We're going to get to Craig Counsell, but we're going to get to Todd here. And I know he's in Watertown, but I don't think Todd would have a problem making the trek into town.
No, it wouldn't, Timmy. But I think guys like me and Beer Count are professional drinkers, so if we could do it after a day game, that might work out better. Because
no, I agree. I would make it appropriate so we could kind of, you know, kick back a little bit, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, because it's like, because he's got a haul getting in, and I probably got a haul getting in, so it's like, to get there at 8 o'clock. I mean,
yep.
But, you know, my wife doesn't drink, so I'd have her
No, I wouldn't. No, this wouldn't be, 11:30 at night when we get off the air. No. This might even be on an off day. Who knows?
Yeah, the off day or day game. Yeah, afternoon, yeah. Whatever. That'd be super cool. And if I could have just one request at that, maybe if you could round up your buddy Billy and maybe Pipe on, that would be super cool, because I've never met either one of them, and I've talked to them a ton.
Oh, someone may do a covert intervention. You never know. Yeah.
Right, that would be super cool. I just always, I enjoy the guys you got now, but those guys were hold a
classic
place in my heart.
Yep. So how important are these games, Todd?
Timmy, I'm going to maybe go with Nate a little bit on this. I think they're important, but they're not super important, because I look at the team. I don't think the team knows who they are yet. I really don't. There's cohesion with them, and they all get along, but I think they're still figuring their teammates out and themselves out. But one thing that I really liked what I saw today was Devin Williams. And he reminded me a ton of Jeremy Jeffler. The way he gets up there and the way he looks at the batters.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're not out there to lollygag and slap each other on the butt and giggle and have a good time with these opposing teams. He wants to go out there and wipe them out. That's the look that I got off of him. And I'm like, finally, I like Pelez and stuff, and they banter back and forth, but sometimes it's business. It's like, you're not out there. These guys aren't your friends. They're your,
well, look at Renfro and Moustakas. Renfro almost hosed him at first on a sharp base hit. And they're laughing about it and having a good time.
Right. It's like, come on, man. I looked at the schedule, and my kind of target thing is the Toronto Blue Jays. That is my must-watch series. I mean, to be honest with you, Timmy, I've been called in a while, and I've been kind of biting my tongue on things, but it's been boring baseball. I've been having a hard time to step through and watch. I watch, some people ask me, boy, how many games do you watch? I says, well, probably 150, 145, and I probably listen to the other 12 or 15 on the radio when I can't watch them. So, honest to gosh, when this last skid, it's like, this is just absolute boring baseball. So it's been a little bit of struggle for me, to be, completely honest with you. But,
is it boring? Is it boring baseball, or is it the fact that they're losing, or is it losing baseball?
I think it's a combination of two, because like I kind of been thinking about it, it's like they don't know who they are yet, so there is no.
I'm with you on that. I think the identity of this team is still being developed. I do.
Yeah, and they don't know who, you know, the truly, look at Kane, I mean, he barely plays. So you go back to 2 years ago, whatever else, and these guys were idolizing this man, and he set the tone. Well, there's no tone setter right now. There really isn't.
Yeah, and no one's rolling scorching hot. All right, Todd, always a pleasure. I look forward to possibly meeting you this summer at some point. We'll see what we can arrange here. 414-799-1250. And these games to me are just elevated in the Tim Porton scale. The thermometer is just needle is just pegged because of you've made your bed here. You've played some losing baseball for a good stretch of time. All right, so I'm being told we should break, but I want to get Eric in here first, before the break. Sorry, Tim. Eric, you're next on the fan. Are these games pretty critical, or am I just overblowing
this? They're definitely critical. Hey, I want to say, even though I'm from Illinois up here, I'm pretty up north, so I would make it the trip too if I was invited.
you would all be invited for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, these games, I feel. Even though they're kind of, we're playing bottom of the barrel Central League teams. I mean, we'll get those wins when we can.
Well, what is the reason in your mind why these games, why a June 17th game against the Reds is a big win? Why, in your mind, is it a big win?
Well, look at how crazy it gets in October and September, late September, when you're like maybe one game out from the first place team, and it's like, man, if we would have won that game back in so-and-so date. You know, I feel like just the games are so important.
So where are you calling from, Eric?
From Hawthorne Woods, Illinois.
That's right. Yeah.
We laughed because he kept talking.
Yes. No. I remember the call. Yeah.
So, yeah, he plays shovel ball. And so I feel like I have that connection with you because you talk about your son and how you had that. And so
the amount of games.
That's why I feel drawn to you, man. I love listening to you because you just really have a great baseball mind. And
the amount of games my son played in that travel circuit, oh, my gosh, what a that was just – it kept him out of trouble, and I will not steer any parents away from, you know, their kids going into that route because it does keep them out of trouble. It does.
It does. Yeah. I mean, look, we're doubleheader tomorrow in Huntley, Illinois, you know, so we're always traveling, but it's definitely worth it. Like you said, the routines are good, and – I mean, he's a routine-oriented kid that needs it. So,
yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think it really is important. They play. Definitely. You know, they got some responsibility, and that's their teammates. Even at that age, they do.
Exactly. Hey, if your uni left out, if not, we're leaving without you. You know, it's got to be.
And
all
if you're
out,
late, you're not playing. You
exactly.
You get your kids there on time, or your kid ain't playing.
Right.
And then you got the kid saying, "Dad, we gotta go. I can't be late today." That's
exactly.
A great thing to happen. It really is. All right, dude. No, Eric, nice talking to you again.
Yeah, take care, Tim.
All right, 799-1250, just hanging out on a summertime. How long have we waited for this?
A long time.
A Friday
a
night like this
time.
In the middle of June
yep.
with some nice weather and some Brewers baseball to talk about. Think about the winter. Think about the lockout. I mean, think about how we didn't even know if we were going to have a season. Then we go through a crazy spring where the weather was just, wow, is summer ever going to get here? And you kept reminding us, it'll get here.
It will.
I don't know if you noticed, Euchre then said, well, we keep saying that. Sometimes I wonder if it's ever going to get here. I do have a show planned later on this year for what I dub as Euchreisms.
Ooh.
Certain lines that just come from Euchre. You know, plenty of room for you, plenty of time.
That
Come
might be
out.
My favorite one right there.
Plenty of room for you, plenty of time. Come on out. Right down Wisconsin Avenue. It's all of those things. And jam job, ground ball. You know, shot the corner and missed.
I catch myself saying some of these on non-game days.
Yeah, exactly.
I live downtown, so sometimes I am driving down Wisconsin Avenue, and I say to myself, I'm driving right down Wisconsin Avenue.
Perfect for strike three. All right, 799-1250, way late for a break. Brewers get the victory tonight, 5-4 final. Are we overblowing the importance of this win or a win like this on June 17th? I say no. You can disagree. It's cool. Gene Wagner Plumbing postgame show. Game one goes to the crew over the Reds. We'll be right back, 1250 AM, The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show. What play got you the most excited from today's game? Did it get you up off the couch? It's time for the Call of the Game, presented by the 5 O'Clock Steakhouse. 5 O'Clock Steakhouse, Wisconsin's number one steakhouse by the Food Network. Visit them and make online reservations at 5oclocksteakhouse.com.
5-4, Brewers get the victory, and we're talking about it, as always, here on 1250 AM, The Fan. They beat the Reds, game one of a three-game set. We'll get back to your calls in just a second here. Calls of the game. We got to have all three of these calls here because it's pretty important when you bust out the long ball the way the Brewers did in tonight's game. Let's get to them with 5 O'Clock Steakhouse, and I would recommend 5 O'Clock Steakhouse. You guys know that, not just a sponsor, but I do use the product. It's affordable, and the home grill kit is, hey, it's to do the steak at home. And they give you all the seasonings, and they give you a little instruction card as to how to cook it. You may do it your own way. You don't have to do it their way. I did it exactly. I did not deviate one bit from the instruction card, and it was dynamite. The steak was big enough for two meals for me, and I eat my fair share of food, trust me. Okay, it was a scoreless game into the fourth inning. A couple of base hits set the table for our first call of the game. It was off the bat of Hunter Renfroe.
Now he drives one towards left. It is high and deep and gone. Hunter Renfroe, a three-run home run, and the Brewers are the first to crack the score column here tonight.
Eric Lauer was just setting them up and knocking them down through, the first five innings, four and a half innings, and they finally got to him. But in the top of the fifth inning, with the Brewers already up 3-0, Willie Adames added to the lead.
Willie Adames hammers one to deep left center field. He can dance around the bases if he wants. Oh, my, was that ball crushed. 4-0 Brewers on the 12th home run of the year for Willie.
Yeah, and the Reds bounce right back. They really attacked. You want to talk about ambush? Boy, they said, we're going to just go after this guy. And they got to him for a couple of runs to make it 4-2. They jumped on him again. in the sixth inning and to make it 4-3, and then suddenly 4-4, and the game's tied on back-to-back homers. And it's like, wow, two consecutive pitches, two homers, 4-4. But Keston Hira had something to say about that. And as you guys know, I'm a little nervous for Keston and his roster spot. But he's going to make it an argument. And he had the game winner. It was with two outs in the seventh inning.
And he blasts one towards right center field. Back to the track and gone. First pitch of the at-bat and his first home run against the left-hander all season. Brewers have the lead at 5-4.
Highlights on Bally Sports Wisconsin. Jeff Levering on that call. 5-4 victory and a little dipsy-doo for Craig Counsell going to Devin Williams in that eighth inning. Now, that would seem normal if Josh Hader were here. He's not. I would think, oh, what's happening with Box? That was my speculation. Oh, man, don't tell me Boxberger is hurt. Not hurt. I'm assuming, and I haven't heard Craig Counsell yet. I didn't read anything yet, and I don't. I like to hear it fresh and raw. I'm going to assume that it was the batting order in which made that decision for him. I'm just guessing. You may know more. You may have already heard or read about it. But let's get back to you guys. Are these games a little more on the normal side of things, or am I do I overplay these as bigger wins than, and other Brewer fans are too. They're saying, yeah, these are big wins for this reason, that reason, and maybe four others. 799-1250, we'll go to TC. TC, you're next here on The Fan.
Swing and a drive by Fielder. This one may go through the left field window, folks. It's gone.
Yeah. We'll get into some Eucharisms. We will later on this year.
All right. Yeah, trounce the Cubs, trample the Cardinals, and, of course, take control of Cincinnati. Yeah, these wins are important, especially now. All the teams have started late this year. We went on that 17-game run or whatever, and it's just – I told everybody, wait till after the All-Star break. Then come to me and tell me your opinions or what's going on. Mm-hmm. We got like 3 months of baseball, folks. And if they're going to be bad, let them be bad now. They could turn it on August, September, and we're all having fun.
Yeah, Tim, and how long bad, though? How long? You got to stem the tide a little bit here while you're bad. And it was a bad little roll that they were on. I say was because they're starting to steady things a little bit right now, but you do have to kind of bounce off the mat a little bit after, you know, losing 9 of 10, 11 of 13.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you got to get your bearings. Thank God for Cincinnati and the Pirates. I mean, that's kind of what we need sometimes to fix our wounds. But real quick, Tim, last time I saw you, the Wicked Hop downtown East Side, mm-hmm. I think it was 2015. I had just come from a game. Me and my brother went to meet you and Sparky. And I brought up some video for you. And Sparky goes and he says about you. And I says, doesn't matter. He's got ears. He can hear it. No big deal. Right?
That's right. I do recall that. Yes.
Yep. All right, man. I'm good, guy.
Enjoy. All right. Take it easy. Yeah. You know, I'll tell you a quick story. Buddies were just texting me. I was telling Tim Shea during the break. Buddies were texting me, and they're like, you got to do this. You got to have some sort of party or something. And another buddy said, you got to have your band play there. Not the crappy oldies band that you're in, but the good rock band that you're in. Thank you.
That's good stuff.
Hey, he's honest, if nothing else.
Hey,
but
you got to have friends like that.
Yeah, I was at it's just really kind of a dumb story, but it may shed some light on you know how I handle these things. You know, someone had asked me for an autograph. And still to this day, I wish I knew who that was to make it better. But I laughed. I did, like it was a joke. Like, what do you want my autograph for? You know what I mean? And I sort of just laughed it. And he turned around and walked away. And then a buddy of his said, hey, dude, that he was serious. He wanted, I go, come on. He didn't. And he, I never saw him again. I haven't run into him at all. And I regret it to this very day. So if that's you, hey, you got a beer on me. And yes, I would sign something for you. If that's, again, I laugh, but if that's something that you wanted, I just feel bad about that. It still haunts me a little bit. You know, the other thing that haunts me, Tim?
What?
I did math wrong one day.
Uh-huh.
I was at a restaurant in, I want to say like Louisville.
Okay.
Or Nashville. And the waiter that was there said, oh my God, you're the brewer guy.
What?
Swear to God. You're the brewer guy. I listen to you all the time.
400 miles away.
I moved down here. And yeah, I think he said his dad or his brother, we're big listeners, blah, blah, blah. I was paying the bill, and it didn't hit me until like we're 300 miles down the road.
Mm-hmm.
I did the math wrong on 20%. I tipped him like $8 on like a $90 bill.
Ugh.
I know. What a dumbass. I mean, how do I make up for that? I didn't know.
I bet it made his day just to see, meet you.
Yeah, right.
I'm serious.
Right. Yeah.
Hey.
799-1250. Go ahead.
It just one little thing here. I was on earlier today during the afternoon show, big show, and the morning show, and they did their Brewers Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that if there was a fan Mount Rushmore, you would be number one.
I would.
You would be number one without a doubt.
Before I'm 6 feet under, all I want with regards to Brewers baseball at this point, I want to throw out one first pitch.
See,
that's all I want. Let me throw out one first pitch. Tim, I know where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we're not the flagship, and the flagship has rights inside the stadium. They're not going to promote some other radio station in there. And it's sad. It's sad. It is. But maybe I'll get the chance sometime. Maybe. Austin gets the chance to speak his piece on the post-game show. Austin, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Your recent conversation just completely derailed me there. Tim, you probably would be number one on the Mount Rushmore. We might throw Winkler on second. Tim Shea might be third. He was chafing down jerseys this morning. I was going to call in and kind of like complain about the Brewers, but now I got to celebrate a bit.
You can complain. You know that's the platform. We're all right. We're still going to. Well, it's okay to disagree. It's cool.
Well, no. I was just bummed about so they got that 10-2 win for Council's 564, lost to them, and then you go beat the Cincinnati Reds 5-4.
Mm-hmm.
And I was unfortunately, doing a little work after work from home and stuff, so I had the Brewer game on one screen and I was working, and I caught the Hunter Renfro home run, but it's the Reds. We should be beating these guys bigger than this.
I get it. I totally get it. And if they were on a roll and they were 12, 13, 14 games over 500 and this was your average, ordinary, run-of-the-mill Red game, I would agree with you. But after the losing skid that they've been on, doesn't it make it a little more important in your mind?
Yes, it does. Okay, yeah. They need to sweep.
I would agree with you. Box. Yes. Yep. As soon as they won this game, that's the first thing I said. You're going to have to take care of business and win over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Yes. Okay. Well, those are my points. Thank you for taking my call. You guys are
Austin,
awesome.
Austin, you're not alone. I had a news and note earlier today I didn't get a chance to get to. Did you realize that 70% of us workers will take emails or work calls after business hours? I think that's pretty impressive. I was surprised
70%.
By that.
Wow.
I know that. Yeah. That surprised me because I think most people just, up, 5 o'clock. I'll see you on Monday. It's Friday. I'm not touching work.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, when you got the Brewers, you know, on the side, it's kind of easy to do it. And then, you know, you got the post game show coming, and you know, it's not so bad.
Yeah. All right, Austin. Good talking to you.
I'll,
yeah,
I'll
appreciate
call you back
it.
Soon.
You got it. It's 414-799-1250. John, you get the next word on the fan. What's up, John?
Tim, how you doing tonight, buddy?
My man, John, what's going on?
Oh, man, talking about work, I've been so busy lately, I haven't caught much of the post game, you know, as far as calling in. But last night I called in, and a lot of people, I told Beer Can Kenny. I told him he better pop a couple last night. That loss. You know, these games are totally important, Tim. Like, I still am not over the two consecutive losses to the Cubs after we swept the doubleheader on Monday. I mean, we should have never lost those games. And then, like, last night, we had that game won. These games are crucial, even though it doesn't seem now, because you're like, oh, we got, you know, the rest of June, July, August. Mm-hmm. But once, you know, it keeps pushing toward the end, all these games come back to matter, you know?
They do, and that's why, to me, I just was wondering tonight, and that's why I threw it out there, that am I overblowing this thing? Maybe it's me
not
just going Brewer crazy, you know?
No, not at all. And you know what? Like you said the other night, Tim, I was telling my sister, last night was so crucial because you get out with a second consecutive win after being shut out 4-0. You stabilize the team.
Yep.
You take two or three from the Mets, like you said the other night, and then you move on to the Reds. I mean, like Austin just said, we have to sweep the Reds. The Cardinals lost tonight. So, and Yadier Molina went on the disabled list with his knee. I don't know how bad it is. But we got to sweep. And if the Cardinals will lose either Saturday or Sunday, hey, we start a four-game set on Monday against the Cardinals. It'll be kind of, quote-unquote, the big head-to-head first series, you know what I mean, in the middle of the season.
John, watch for my phone call. I just put you in my phone, so if you see a number you don't recognize, so watch for that call. As a matter of fact, just did it this morning.
Yeah, I got a lot of good games, Tim, so whatever you want. And the other thing is my Mount Rushmore, as far as you're concerned, is I tell everybody about you in the Audacy app, and I don't speak alone. I speak for everybody that calls in. You teach us so much about baseball. I mean, I know like threefold what I knew, you know, from the beginning of calling and talking to everybody on the phone here. So just keep doing it, man. You're the Mount Rushmore, definitely.
Okay, John, thanks a lot. We'll be in touch.
You got it.
Yeah, over the years, like what are these cardinal rules of baseball? In last night's game, one was broken. It just was. You don't make the first or second out at home plate. Why? Let's go over that real quick. First or second out at home, you don't want to make those outs there. First and third out at third, you don't want to make those outs there. Now, I know that sounds confusing. First and second at home, first and third at third. Let's start with the home, first and second. Why don't you want to make the first out? Well, because your runner's still there at third, and there's one out. Fly ball, ground ball, scores a run. You don't want to make the second out at home because why? Well, there he is. Just waiting there again. You got two chances. Especially if you make the first out at home plate. Are you kidding me? There's a runner at third with nobody out. I'm not saying that's what happened last night, but a runner at third with nobody out, you get two cracks. You don't even need a hit to score a run. So that's why you don't make the first or second out at home. First or third out at third. Why don't you make the first out at third? Because you don't need a hit. A sacrifice, a ground ball, moves into third for the first out, and then same deal. For the second out, scores you a run. Why don't you want to make the third out at third? Because you're already in scoring position. A base hit scores you. Stay there. Wait for the base hit. Take the chance on a two-out base hit right there. You're already in scoring position. So those types of things, I have little patience for those types of things. And it's always covered. It's always covered by, well, you got to make them make the play. Yeah, they're big leaguers. Chances are they're going to make the play. Well, let's get one more in here before we got a break, and then we're going to hear from Craig Counsell. down to Chicago, Odyssey app, as always. It's our buddy Jim. Jim, what's going on? Now, Jim and I have met. I think we met, it was an event downtown. Was it On Deck? No, it was some other event. I can't remember the event it was. What was it?
It was. It was the Fiserv Forum open house.
It was the open house of Fiserv Forum. Yes.
Yeah, I was down there with my son and my dad. Got to meet them both. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, so I called on Sunday, the day you were off, and I gave my apology to all the Brewers Nation, because as a Wisconsin fan, I was at the first game, that Tuesday game in Chicago that started the abysmal streak, which I call it now. And I felt responsible because I was there.
How superstitious are we with baseball, man? We just are. We are.
Oh, without a doubt. I was there with my kids, and, you know, first time at a night game at Wrigley, sat in the bleachers with all of those, you know, those jokers, and it is what it is. So, you know, the last couple of days, I feel better. I feel a lot better. We won 2 out of 3. Last night, we should have won 3 out of 3. We should have won 3 out of 3, but I agree with you. That let's go, and we got to take tomorrow first, and then we'll talk about getting the broom from your ex-wife. But anyways, you know what, Tim, and I just heard, hey, listen, you for sure are at the front of the Mount Rushmore. I really appreciate you and your post-game show and all of these years that you and I have talked, and I really appreciate the fact that you let me on the air. And then we get to chat. I really love you, man. I love what you do, and I love your passion. And I know that, you know what? This has got to be the year. This has got to be the year. 2022 World Series champs. Let's go get it.
Yeah, let's do it. Jim, take it easy. As always, we'll talk all summer long. Yeah, it's just one of these years, we're going to find it. I don't know how we're all going to react together. You think about that, Tim Stadium, Shay?
Don't do this
to
me.
How are we going to react if that were to ever occur?
I don't know if I'd be able to
when. I should say when.
I don't know if I'd be able to physically hit buttons. And
if you're on the schedule, sorry, man. You're there. It's.
I'd get through it. Man. I'd get through it.
It would be something else.
I thought in the 12 years that I worked for the Brewers that I'd get one.
Yeah, and I figured it,
came close.
It would have happened by now.
Came close.
Little do people know, Sparky can attest to this, many, many years ago, 2002, now this was 4 years prior to this show, heading into the 2002 season, they said it was 20 years since the Brewers had made the playoffs, right? Last time they had made the playoffs was 82. And I said, if they don't make the playoffs, I'm done. I threw a little tirade, a rant at that time. Threw a rant and said, if it's been 20 years, for God's sake. You can't make the playoffs in 20 years, I'm bolting. I'm going to be either a White Sox, Diamondbacks or Rockies. I'm just switching. That's that. 2002 got underway. And pretty soon it's like, who are you kidding? You can't shut that stuff off. Do you know of anybody that has changed allegiance like that?
No.
It's not in me to, I would, even if I tried to do it, I couldn't. I said I was going to because I was pissed, but yeah, that lasted a couple months. And then it was burn it, still left and deep, you know? And then I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, no, I'm... Well, could you imagine me leaving, you know, the Brewers? No. Okay, so we're going to get to some business here, and then we're going to hear from Craig Counsell. I can't wait for Craig Counsell to find out that little change of scenery there, the back end of that bullpen. That's pretty interesting. And on one hand, I don't mind it because it's doing something different, and it worked. We can't mind it if it worked. On the other hand, it's like, ooh, yeah, what are you doing here? Shouldn't you just slide everyone back into their roles? Since there's no Hader, then it would be Williams the ninth and then Boxberger the eighth. He didn't do that tonight. We'll find out why next here on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show. Let's get the scoop from the skipper on today's game on 1250 AM The Fan.
All right, finally, let's get to Craig Counsell. I'm interested in hearing his thoughts here. I don't think he's quite disheveled as of yet. I mean, the Brewers have won two of their last three, three of their last five, and I know that doesn't sound like a ton. But considering where we've been here throughout late May and into early June here, you got to start somewhere. And these wins are pretty important based on that. Here's Craig Counsell after the 5-4 win.
I mean, it was, yeah, I mean, we got to the, Sanchi did a nice job getting the last two outs of the seventh. And then, with the top of the order coming up, thought Devin was a good matchup there. And then Devin just hasn't pitched, in a while too. So wanted to make sure that he got into the game and it impacted the game. And he had a really nice inning. Omar had a great throw. Weicho had a great tag. And then, those guys are going to get six outs. So it's those two guys getting the last six outs. And the way the lineup structured and kind of thought it was best Devin going first tonight.
For as much as we've talked about the short starts in this stretch, did you get the length that you wanted from Eric, and how much did that help your decision?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's something that we haven't been able to get lately, unfortunately. And Eric's pitch count was in a great spot. He gave some homers, unfortunately, again, and that's what's kind of bit him lately is the home runs. First three innings, he was, was incredible, right? It was electric stuff and lots of swing and miss. But just to pitch into the seventh, with kind of what we got going in the bullpen is a big deal.
Keston's splits have just been so confounding this year. So, I mean, how nice would this team put just a really good swing against the lefty?
Yeah, it is. It's confounding is a good word. It's confusing. It's very unusual in this league right now. But we had him in there tonight for a reason, and he did a nice job.
You mentioned Lauer's swing and miss stuff. That had been kind of missing, or we didn't see it as much as we have before. What do you think was the difference tonight?
I just thought he was just kind of aggressive. I mean, it was aggressive, I thought, early for sure. And that, the pitch count kind of indicates that, just aggressive in the zone. And that's a big deal. I think you get the hitters kind of like he's going to be around the zone and good stuff. And it's about obviously it's about making quality pitches in the strike zone. But that's what he did tonight.
You've had a couple times where Josh has been away doing what he needs to do and guys have kind of stepped up. How big a lift can that be like for that group out there?
Well, it's important. I mean, we've been in last two nights, obviously been in some tight games and tie games late in the game. Look, Devin's been pitching incredibly. He's doing a heck of a job. And Box is, just Mr. Steady. That's what he's steady. That's what he is. And his heartbeat is not affected by seventh inning, eighth inning, ninth inning, it's not going to be affected by it. He's proven that. And then Sanchi just getting two outs. I mean, that's not a role that he's normally pitching in a tie game in the seventh inning, but, he came in and threw some really good pitches and kept the ball down.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show. It's time to dive inside the box score for today's game on 1250 AM The Fan.
All right, 5-4. Brewers get a nice victory, a big victory. Just trying to right the ship here after playing. Things got a little dicey there, as Uecker would say. A little testy, as Uecker would say again. There's a couple of Euchreisms. But they get a victory tonight. to take game one of this three-game set. And let's take a look inside the box score. Christian Yelich's nine-game hitting streak is now over. He was 0-for-3 with a walk. Willy Adames goes 1-for-4 with a run scored and an RBI with that homer. Rowdy Tellez 1-for-4 with a run scored. Andrew McCutchen goes 2-for-3, a walk and a run scored. Cutch is starting to heat up here, guys. And notice your 3-4-5 hitters here. Not necessarily the numbers, but you could look at the numbers. But they're the names. Tellez, McCutchen, Renfro. Little different, isn't it? A little different than Luis Urias or Tyrone Taylor. I'm just saying.
McCutchen, 239, now batting. So getting up.
And climbing.
Up. Yep.
Yes. Hunter Renfro, a big one for four, a run scored and three RBIs, three runs shot. Omar Narvaez, another guy, 0-for-4 and a nine-game hitting streak snapped. Tyrone Taylor goes 1-for-4. He had he's doubled two consecutive nights with one out in the ninth inning. Just a quirky stat right there. Jace Peterson goes 0-for-3 with a walk. Keston Hira, a big 1-for-3 with a run scored and an RBI. Solo homer in the seventh. Luis Urias went 0-for-1. Pitching lines tonight, Eric Lauer. He goes 6 1/3, allows 6 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned. A walk and 5 strikeouts. He threw 91 pitches. ERA now at 3.5. And again, this is my proclamation that he is headed to an all-star game. It looked like he was going to have a stellar bounce back start here, and they really attacked him in the 5th and 6th, and that's too bad. Not saying the all-star game is not a possibility anymore, but this one, little bit of a blemish there. Not horrible, but just a little bump. Miguel Sanchez, he goes 2 2/3, I should say. No hits, no runs, no walks, and a strikeout. Devin Williams, 1 inning, 1 hit, no runs, no walks, and a couple of strikeouts. Brad Boxberger, 1 inning, 1 hit, no runs, a walk, and a strikeout. And the Brewers get 5 runs on 7 hits, no errors. The Reds, 4 runs on 8 hits with 1 error. The win goes to Miguel Sanchez. Sanchi with the victory.
Tim.
1-0.
Tim, I screwed up on that. Eric Lauer got the win.
Oh, is that
they gave
Lauer
it to Lauer.
It?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, 6 1/3.
Huh.
Well, I guess that's debatable then.
I'm going to go back and look at that. Yeah,
have his choice. But I thought it was the pitcher that last pitched prior to getting the lead. So they were tied at 4.
In the bottom.
Right?
Yeah, they were tied at 4 in the bottom
through
of the
bottom of the 6th.
The bottom of the 6th. He went 6 1/3. He got an out in the 7th.
In the 7th,
the Brewers scored in the
top.
Yeah.
In the top half. Yeah, you're right. Lauer did. Oh, maybe he is headed to the All-Star game.
6-2. 6-2. That is my fault.
Yeah, wow. Box gets the save, number one on the season. The Brewers now 36-30 as the 22 championship season continues. They take game one. Hunter Renfro with the big 3-run home run. We're going to hear from him before we turn you loose tonight. It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show right here on 1250 AM The Fan.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show on 1250 AM The Fan. Time to head into the clubhouse and hear from the pros.
Final couple of minutes here on the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show. 5-4 final. We're just hanging out in the middle of summer, enjoying. Although it did cool down. I just stepped outside a short time ago. Did you see that?
A little front came down the lake, and I'm sure it got to you.
Yeah,
I mean, got a little chilly. Need a little long sleeve or
a little sweatshirt. Action. Indeed. All right, Hunter Renfro. By the way, Hunter Renfro signed a new 2-year deal, $32 million, $16 million a year, 17, I think, was guaranteed. Oh, the other Hunter Renfro.
I was about to say.
Okay. Kidding. I've been waiting on that one.
I do have him, that other Hunter Renfrow, on my fantasy football team for my keeper league.
So. Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's a nice.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's really nice. Yeah.
I got him in a trade last year. It's a dynasty league, so I have him forever.
Yeah, that Hunter Renfrow, the wide receiver for the Vegas Raiders.
He's going to be good.
I had that news and notes and never got a chance to get to it. That's how I got to it tonight.
Your news and notes from earlier today?
Mm-hmm.
Wild.
Did
crazy.
You like the
yes.
you
all
like
of
the
them.
Drugs
all
one?
All of them, yes.
The concert going drugs one?
I was in my car and I was literally talking to my radio like, what?
I was stunned by that survey. And this survey wasn't a small sample size. It was over 1,000 people. And it was, and I didn't want to name the festival. And Summerfest was not on this list. So they did the top 10 summer music festivals in the country. And what percentage would be doing drugs going to those concerts? 84% said they would be on
crazy.
Some form of drug.
Crazy.
And of the 84, 64% would be on marijuana. 31% to be on cocaine to go to the concert, the one in Chicago. And I don't want to name the name.
This one gets me. Yep.
27% would be on LSD. are we still doing acid? Now, I've never done acid. I've got a lot of good buddies that have done it, and I didn't need to go there. The other stuff, I've never done acid. But that's crazy. Plus, 59% of people injured while high on drugs at summer festivals said that they would do it again.
That's crazy.
That they would do drugs again and go to the concert again. There's some wild misspent youth out there.
To each their own.
No doubt. I was caught in the turmoil of partying myself back in the day. I can promise you that.
Just give me my glass of Miller Lite and I'm good to go.
I'm going
keep filling it up.
The can.
Keep filling it up.
High Life in the can,
yep.
Not the bottle. I prefer the can. And then we just go from there. And then, of course, there's other states that allow certain things, but yeah, I'm not going to go there either, sort of. I've been there, to those states, I'm just saying. Let's hear from Hunter Renfrow before we get too crazy here. Had the big three-run home run, a big, big shot in this game, obviously. Keston Hira had the seventh-inning go-ahead homer in a tie game, but Hunter Renfrow got the Brewers on the board. One big swing, and 3 runs later, they jumped out to a 3-0 lead. Here's what he had to say after the game.
Another great home run for you, a 3-run shot. And you guys had such great success off of Hunter Green the last time you saw him. How did that familiarity help, especially seeing the fastball and the slider and getting the timing right at the plate?
Yeah, I think it's more than anything. We've seen him a lot this far. We have good plans going forward. And he's a good pitcher. I mean, he's no doubt about it. And we just go up there with a good plan and go up there with a good team plan as that. And we executed our plan well, and we gave up with a win.
This is your 10th game coming back from the hamstring injury. And how much are you just trying to find the consistency and the timing at the plate right now, and how does a homer help you do that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm still trying to get back into the swing of things. Obviously, right before I went down, I was feeling really well and felt as well as I had in a long time, and just trying to get back to it, trying to make sure that, you know, the feet are down and make sure it's staying on fastball, but able to cover the slider and not trying to do too much.
You guys are without Josh Hader, but what about the job that Miguel Sanchez, Devin Williams, and then Brad Boxberger at the end? That's a good battle against Joey Votto.
Oh, no question. I mean, them boys have been doing it all year. I mean, they've helped us out so much, and we rely on them so much, and they've done a great job for us, and hopefully they keep doing it. We're going to give them some runs, and they're going to keep help us win ball games.
All right, Hunter, thanks so much for the time. Hunter Renfrow, Willie Adames, Keston Hira with the go-ahead shot as well.
All right, there he is, Hunter Renfrow on Bally Sports Wisconsin. Yeah, things can get a little crazy here with summer festivals. So just, I'm not going to browbeat you. I mean, I've been there. But moderation and safety with whatever decision you're going to make. All right, that's going to do it for us here. First pitch tomorrow, 3:10. Game two of the three-game set. And Brewers going after, I would say, a sweep. I want it. But let's check mid-game. I think I'll just say mid-game. Can they go after the sweep? But obviously going after taking the series with a win. As I said, first pitch, 3:10. After the last pitch, you make the switch. Gene Wagner, Plumbing post-game show, and we'll be talking about a Brewers victory. Who's on the mound for game two?
Game two for the Brew Crew, making his third start. Jason Alexander, 0-0. Wish he would have gotten that last win. 2.16 ERA. Going up against, as Bart Winkler would say, that guy. His name is Graham Ashcraft. Ashcraft?
Uh-oh. Ashcraft.
Ashcraft? A-S-H-C-R-A-F-T.
Yeah.
Graham Ashcraft.
Okay.
Making his fifth start, 3-0 with a 2.22 ERA.
Yeah, he's good. And okay. Brewers are going to have their hands full. But, hey, bust out the long ball again and jump out to a lead. Play from the lead. It's funny how things happen and tend to go right when you play from the lead.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks to everybody who participated in the show tonight. We appreciate that. And I'll keep you posted.
I'm getting excited.
Any sort of get-together. I mean, I don't know when, and I don't know how or where or what or who knows. Maybe the band will play there, and we'll do a get-together and make some money, pick out a nice charity or something.
I like it.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe we'll do that.
Maybe
we'll
can get Bernie Brewer to come out, too.
Maybe. Ooh. Now, that wouldn't be breaking any flagship rights, would it?
Not at all.
No, not at
all. Bernie loves the show. I can confirm that.
Bernie's a big fan. He doesn't say much, but
he
loves
doesn't.
The show.
He claps a lot. But
he does clap a lot and dances a little bit.
And he's got his own little bell.
That's right, the mini Bernie bell. All right, that's going to do it for us for Tim Stadium Shay. My name is Tim Allen. Have a great night. We'll see you again tomorrow after game two. And remember, smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.